Nick Boyd had 20 points and Nolan Winter added 18 to lead the Badgers to an 80-72 win over UCLA in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In all, four Badgers scored in double figures despite some late scuffling. Wisconsin coach Greg Gard says he liked what he saw from his team.
We showed some fight and some togetherness and some heart, and it wasn't perfect, but when you have heart and you have fight, you always have a chance. And that just how we, into different aspects of the game, we were physically and emotionally engaged after it, regardless of who was going to be the opponent tonight.
Badgers improved to 10-5 overall, 2-2 in the Big Ten. Marquette returns to action in the Big East tonight. They'll play host to Xavier. Golden Eagles looking to end a 6-game losing streak and an 0-4 start in the Big East. Packers open the practice week with a walkthrough workout on Tuesday. They'll go in pads today. Matt LaFleur said his team's health improved greatly after several starters were held out of the season finale at Minnesota. Quarterback Malik Willis expected to be healthy enough to back up Jordan Love at quarterback this week, and Zach Tom appears to be ready to return at right tackle.
Well, I think that'd be a huge get. He's our most consistent offensive lineman. He's one of the best, I think, in the league and at his position, and so, yeah, that would definitely be a boost.
Do you expect him to play Saturday?
I would expect him.
Bo Melton, the only player listed as a non-participant on the team's estimated practice report. Packers also releasing quarterback Clayton Tune yesterday. They promoted Desmond Ridder from the team's practice squad. Baltimore Ravens fired head coach John Harbaugh after 18 seasons on the job. Harbaugh led the Ravens to a record of 180-113 with 6 AFC North titles and a Super Bowl victory. Wisconsin football team added more transfer talent on Tuesday, including a commitment from Ohio State defensive back Bryce West. UW adding 15 players to its 2026 roster since the portal opened late last week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.